Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
Yes, when it comes to politics, things are bad in PA, but they're much worse in our neighbor to the east. New Jersey is not only under the dictates of a Democrat governor, but the Democrats control both the House and Senate. Whether it be Planned Parenthood or the LGBTQA++ agenda, their activists can pretty much have free rein to do what they want in New Jersey. And I keep wanting to give New Jersey Philadelphia, but they probably had enough problems with what they have right now. My guest today is Greg Quinlan. He's the founder and president of Garden State Families. Thanks, Greg, for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, I'm assuming with that name, I know New Jersey's called the Garden State. Do you happen to know why it's called the Garden State?
It's actually called the Garden State because of its soil content.
Oh.
Yes, although the elitists here in New Jersey are very active in making sure that we have very little farmland. It's just bizarre how it is here. We got these uber rich people who just think they know better than anyone. And one of them happens to be the Massachusetts guy who now is our governor.
Oh, is he from Massachusetts? I didn't know that.
Yes. Oh, carpetbagger from Massachusetts. And his wife is from Virginia and was born with a silver spoon in her mouth. So we have some serious elitism going on out of the state capital in New Jersey.
That's very sad to think that, as you're saying, the elitists, the experts, are trying to limit the amount of land that in the Garden State that can be used for farmland. And I know that
New Jersey, just to see Welch's grape juice. We all know about Welch's.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was here in New Jersey. The vineyards were down in Vineland. Go figure.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of food and stuff that was done right here in New Jersey and grown well. Jersey's known for the Jersey tomatoes. But anyway, it's all because of the soil content. That's why it's called the Garden State. But you would never know it if you fly into Newark Airport
right. And
see what you see there. Yeah.
I don't think of New Jersey as being farmland or farming as being a big industry in New Jersey. So I know you're the founder of Garden State Families. And so give us some of your background and why you felt the leading to found Garden State Families.
Well, I came here to New Jersey 14 years ago to work for the New Jersey Family Policy Council, which is now a collapse.
Mm.
There were things
issues
happening there that weren't good, and it finally did just collapse. So still feeling the call of the Lord to be here, he brought me all the way here to New Jersey, and I argued with him as I was moving from Ohio across the Poconos in Pennsylvania and lost the argument. The argument. So I'm still here. So we started the Center for Garden State Families because we knew we needed a Christian family voice here in the Garden State, which is extremely liberal and, as I would put it in a label, apostate.
Wow.
Far away from its Christian foundings and roots. And when you actually look at the history of this state, incredible, incredible reformed voices.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a reformed theology myself, but I'm Assemblies of God in my theology, but it's incredible, deep Christian roots and faith here. And it's completely forgotten and gone.
Right.
Not completely, but it's certainly not, almost non-existent.
Not prevalent.
Particularly in our government.
Right. Now, I may be wrong, but aren't Princeton and Rutgers there in New Jersey? Is Princeton?
Rutgers, who?
Yeah, is Princeton in New Jersey?
Yes, Princeton is in New Jersey, which was started as a Christian college. Yes,
right.
And Rutgers, Queens College, was started as a Christian school, and now it is called Rutgers, and they're as woke as you can get, both
mm-hmm.
of them.
Yeah.
In fact, one of the legislators is a professor at Rutgers, an atheist.
Oh, my.
Talks about his nuclear physicist or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and he, instead of swearing on a Bible when he first came to the legislature, he swore on a book by Sir Isaac Newton. And then far be it from me to keep that quiet. So I said, that, does he not know that Sir Isaac Newton was a devout Christian and an ordained minister in the Church of England? He had a theology degree. So, you know, it was, he wrote more about God than he did about science.
Yeah, yeah.
So, the next time he got sworn in, he did not swear on a book by Isaac.
We've lost so much knowledge about our history and about the early scientists, because most of the early scientists, if not all of them, were Christian. They believed in God, and that's a perfect example.
They didn't view science as a tool to disprove God. They viewed science as, this is the discovery of God and how he made us.
Exactly.
How he did.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what it is, because you can't deny the existence of our Creator. That's clear.
Just look out the window on a sunny day. You know, it's
right
there.
Now, yeah. Even where I am, I'm actually a couple of places, I'm starting to see some buds on the trees. A little early yet, but I'm starting to see it.
Well, most of our 15 inches of snow has melted. I did see the first robin the other day, so spring is coming eventually.
Hallelujah. Yeah. All right.
As we look at New Jersey politics, are the voters of New Jersey getting frustrated with what they see coming out of Trenton?
You know, as ugly as COVID has been and the lockdowns have been, that very draconian dictatorial tool has actually awakened the sleeper. And I called it, our fundraising letter at the end of the year, I called it the revival of the parents.
Mm-hmm.
Because now they had to be at home with their kids.
Right.
And the kids were online.
Oh, yeah.
And they heard statements from teachers saying, don't tell your parents.
Mm.
They actually got to hear what the curriculum was. And the curriculum has nothing to do with them, with any child learning how to make a living, learning how to function in society. It's about, what's your identity? What about your sex? Things have gotten so bad here in New Jersey. We had the First Lady of New Jersey, Tammy Murphy, and her Hollywood friends. She actually instigated a curriculum to teach anal sex in eighth grade, to put it in the health curriculum. And
health,
it started,
doesn't she know that's not healthy?
That it's no, it's not healthy. She doesn't seem to know her biology either. I mean, simple. I'm a registered nurse, retired. I entered Allied Health in 1978 as an LPN. And all I can tell you is that the basic biology that we had, you know, we did learn that the anus was an exit, not an entrance.
But
apparently put it out there to do this. So, and for the first time in New Jersey memory, we had, because the state, the problem with New Jersey is that our state constitution makes the governor a dictator. The most powerful
government
is in New Jersey.
Mm.
We had a redo of our state constitution in 1947, and nobody seems to know why. But because it was apparently the constitution beforehand worked perfectly fine. But this one is, we call it the New Deal Constitution. It's kind of like, you know, all the powers that Roosevelt gave himself, they inculcated into our document, our governing document.
So were the Democrats in control then?
Of course.
Okay. Been a while.
Yeah. To the point. So this is what they did. Parents got to see this and got to find out about it, partly because the Center for Guard State Family started advertising this.
Mm-hmm.
But for the first time ever, see, the state school board is not elected. None of the cabinet members to the state here in New Jersey are elected. They're all appointed by the governor.
That's same here.
So, but for the first time ever, four members of the state school board voted no against it. It wasn't enough. It was 4-9, but still we had no vote against the anal sex curriculum.
Right.
But also now, beginning this year, we have now to teach masturbation as part of the healthcare curriculum to fifth graders.
Fifth graders? Did you say fifth graders?
I said fifth grade. Yes, I did.
Oh, my goodness.
The grade after four and before six.
Yeah.
Grade school. We're going to teach masturbation. So we started asking them, how are you going to do that? How are you going to teach them masturbation?
Mm-hmm.
What's the demonstration? Somebody said they're going to show them a cartoon. I said, that's porn.
Yeah.
So we're and it's kind of hard right now with all the lawsuits going on in the public interest law firms that, you know, you and I are familiar with. trying to get them to help us because they're so overloaded with all the other things.
Oh, yeah. COVID.
But there are federal laws against obscenity, pandering obscenity to a minor, distributing obscenity to a minor. And we're looking to see if we can't do a federal lawsuit because, again, all the judges are appointed by the governor, too.
Appointed by the governor? Is that what you said?
That's what I said. Not a single judge in New Jersey is elected.
Oh, my God. At least we get to elect our judges. I mean, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court's a disaster. It's 5 Democrats to 2 Republicans. But we elected them, or I didn't. But anyway, you know what I mean? They were elected by the voters. So do you know
Ohio where that happened, too? So this is such a bad state. Its government is terrible. That's the problem.
Do you know if I know here in Pennsylvania, we're having similar issues. Most school districts are not as bad as what you're describing. But we have in our law, Title 18, it's an obscenity exemption that we're trying to get overturned. And what it is that if an educational institution, library, et cetera, they're exempt from the obscenity law, Pennsylvania's obscenity law, because they are, you know, because they're educating.
Yes, and that's what we have. There is an obscenity law here in New Jersey in 2009, but we understand that they're probably exempt from that. But this is why we're at the federal level, because we've got to do something to stop this. At least our local school boards are elected, and we've had considerable success in getting good people elected on the school boards and getting the NEAs, the National Education Association, which really ought to be called the National Exploitation Association.
Uh-huh. Totally agree.
Forbes magazine a couple of decades ago called it the National Extortion Association. Uh-huh. There's nothing about this bunch of socialist Nazi Marxists that are the teachers' unions. And it doesn't matter if it's the AFT either, the American Federation of Teachers.
They're all the same.
They're all the same. They have the same. I have been to the NEA conventions over the last several years until COVID hit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a masochist. I like to be beat up. Yeah. So I go to the NEA conventions, be a part of the Ex-Gay Educators Caucus.
Uh-huh.
That is my testimony. I'm a former homosexual. I lived 10 years of my life as an out-open gay activist.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the AIDS epidemic. That's another story, but another time.
Yeah.
But this, I've been there, and it is literally a political convention. It has nothing to do with education. It's a political convention passing resolutions that are completely Marxist, that toe the line of the Democrat Party.
Are they a 501c3 NEA?
The union.
It's a union. Okay, that's a different category. Okay.
I know this, but the unions in the United States are exempt from the racketeering laws.
Why? They're the biggest racketeers.
Thank you very much.
I did not know that.
The nature of many of these trade unions are that they are indeed racketeers.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So that is the issue. They are exempt from racketeering laws. Now, we had I had it on the tip of my tongue that went out, but the Supreme Court decision on now you had to opt in to be in a union, not opt out.
Right, correct.
It was supposed to be automatically enrolled, which has hurt the national union considerably.
Mm-hmm.
Not enough, though. It's not
enough.
And
a lot of Christian teachers don't realize that they have the choice as to whether they want to join the NEA. And of course, the NEA's big thing is, well, you know, you become a member of the NEA, then we will protect you. You know, you have insurance in case you're sued, blah, blah, blah. Do you know if there's an organization that has stepped in to kind of counter that or offer the same type protection?
I've heard of another organization doing that. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
That part I don't know, but that is there. So this is New Jersey. This is where we're at. This is what's going on here. We had some successes here.
That's
and
good.
We have a Republican Party with horrible leadership.
Mm.
Horrible leadership. We have a liberal Methodist. He's very woke from corporate America. In fact, pharmaceutical. And he is now the chair of the Republican Party. And they didn't want to be. They kept the candidate for governor against Murphy was weak, a Republican. And he kept calling, you know, his policies are extreme. Murphy's policies are extreme. Well, define extreme.
Exactly.
He didn't define what extreme meant. He kept talking about the financial part because that's his wheelhouse. That's great. But he had a cardboard cutout of Phil Murphy there and talking about the cardboard cutout, and the cardboard cutout falls over and ha, 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 isn't that cute?
Oh, my goodness.
Get a vote. It didn't work here.
That's how he ran his campaign.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's still, as badly as he's ran his campaign, Murphy only won by 3%.
Yeah, I was thinking it was really close.
Yeah, in a deep, 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 blue state.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was very, very close.
So it's going to be a while before you guys dig yourself out of that deep blue hole.
Well, we had this jerk for 4 years, but people are waking up. We did pick up 6 seats in the state assembly.
Wow.
We got rid of one of the worst kingpins in the state, and that was the serial adulterer union monster, Steve Sweeney, got defeated by the truck driver.
Truck driver,
he got
okay.
run over by the truck driver.
Yeah, the truck driver ran a good, I saw some of his ads, the truck driver, and he did a good job getting the point across.
Nothing.
Yeah, I know he's been like next to nothing, but I think that shows the frustration of the New Jersey voters. And I think, you know, as you're going down through how parents were awakened during the online classes that their children were forced to participate in during the COVID shutdowns, which were ludicrous. But anyway, it awakened New Jersey parents, Virginia parents, Pennsylvania parents. I mean, it awakened parents in all 50 states. And there's definitely a continued pushback. I mean, look what happened in Virginia with the election of a Republican governor. And in San Francisco more recently, with they ousted three woke school board members because the school board voted to rename, I think it was 44 schools in the district, renamed them because they were named after quote-unquote racist, you know, racists like George Washington and Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah. They were white people. So we have the guilty white Marxists who aren't guilty about anything.
Right.
They have a different agenda that's un-American, if not anti-American. And it's George Soros is behind this.
Yeah.
That the money trail doesn't lie. Follow the money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's always the...
That is what's going on here right now in New Jersey, and people are waking up to it. We had many successes in turning over school boards, getting rid of school boards, changing the makeup of school boards. It's happening, and school boards are fighting back and refusing to do some of this vulgar, anti-child, pornographic material and exposing the children to it.
Right. Now, what role has Planned Parenthood played? I mean, I know pushing abortion, obviously, I mean, that's what they do. But as far as the legislature, what kind of inroads have they been? Didn't they just pass a law and Murphy signed the law that allows abortion up to birth?
Yes. We had a law called the Reproductive Freedom Act. It had nothing to do with that. It was the Freedom to Kill Act.
Uh-huh.
This was so horribly bad, done by women in the legislature.
Mm.
One of them, Loretta Weinberg, a vile monster. You know, there is something good about the curse. From the garden, we will grow old and die.
Yes.
So she was retiring, and this was going to be her swan song. This bill was so radical that it even was going to allow non-physicians to do abortions, which the governor went ahead and did through the State Board of Medical Examiners. They went ahead and implemented this. So literally, listen to me, doulas can do, you know, birth doulas can do abortion. So what they did was, that was the only thing that kept New Jersey from being the worst state in the nation from doing abortions was that, you know, we here, as we did this, we closed a lot of abortion clinics in Ohio when I was there because we made it mandatory that all abortion clinics, freestanding abortion clinics, had to have and had to meet the guidelines of a licensed
ambulatory surgical unit. Yeah. That's the way it is. Okay. Yeah, that's the way it is in PA. Recently passed with that law.
And New Jersey had already done that. But when I came here, you know, back in whatever that was, 2008. And now that's gone.
Wow.
So nurse practitioners, you know, physician's assistants, that's who can do these now. That bad. Midwife can perform abortions.
Isn't this almost like going back, you know, one of the things when they brought the abortion issue to the Supreme Court back in the early 70s, they said, you know, we wanted to stop coat hanger abortions. Isn't this going back to something similar to coat hanger abortions?
You hit the nail on the head. We have now legalized coat hanger abortions.
Yeah. Hey, Greg.
And,
yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, and this, but it didn't stop there. We were going to pay, we're paying for all abortions, all, A-double-L, all, up to the moment of birth. Here's what all means. You see, we're going to pay for every abortion, regardless of where you're domiciled, the name is how it was worded.
Uh-huh.
So that didn't matter. So when a pimp, a human trafficking pimp, brings in his sex trafficked victim to take care of that reoccurring problem of abortion, he had to pay for it out of pocket, he or she. Now the taxpayers of New Jersey pay for it. We are subsidizing human trafficking.
Wow.
Doesn't stop there.
Well, let's hold that thought. Hold that thought, and we'll catch that thought right there on the next segment. And we're gonna bring you back for a second program, and we're gonna zero in on, gonna continue talking about the abortion industry, the pimp, and human trafficking, and also look some more at education. So hang on, and we'll bring you back next time. So thanks for being with us. Thanks for being with us.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.